Hello, this and thank you for tuning in this evening. My name is Adrian Trotter, and you are listening to The Millennial Dad, where I talk about the funds and fears of raising children in 2018. This episode is non-explicit, just letting you know beforehand, and what I'm doing now is just opening the vent so I can feel some air before this episode gets kicked off. All right, hold on to your seats. We're going to have a great ride. Hello, everyone. All my listeners and fans. You're probably fans at this point, right? You are listening to every episode. Wow, I've been consistent so far in doing a daily podcast. I'm quite proud. I had a lot happen today, and hopefully you stay tuned and listen to me talk about this day. First, let's start off. Let's go through the sequence of events in the morning. I woke up in a pretty okay mood, not grumpy or anything. Liana gets to school. I take her to school, and today happens to be the day that I go to 1 Million Cups located in Daytona Beach in the Cinematique. 1 Million Cups is actually ran by organizers that are volunteers, and it's a free way to kind of like meet other businesses, kind of like a networking event of sorts. This day they did things differently because normally what they do is they kind of get a presenter up there to give a spiel about their business or about life or what have you. And this time they actually had like a round robin of the attendees to kind of explain what they do for about a minute. It was pretty cool actually, because everyone kind of went up there and I got to understand what their businesses did. And then when I got up there, I kind of really, they asked, or they had like a template to go off of. If you want to see the full version, you can go to my Facebook page, just my personal Facebook page. And it will kind of, if you pick this date that I have set up here, then you'll get to see that I actually did speak there for a minute. Ooh. But anyways, I kind of went into my why of why I run a business. And I feel like it's pertinent to this episode because it's not a selfish reason. Like most people, you know, they get kind of, they want more money and they're tired of working for the boss. So they start a business for themselves. Of course, that's a good byproduct, you know, making money, running a business. But I wanted to set up a legacy and establish a business that my family, my whole family, both spiritual and natural family, that could have a place to work if they so choose, that fits into a skill set where they can be paid what they're worth to be able to provide a service in this community that is otherwise void, right? I ran through a statistic that about 57% of businesses don't have a website, so I mean, I'm in a pretty good space creating beautiful websites. So I said my why was my son who's on the way, and he really is. Liliana, of course, is one of my biggest whys and what motivates me every day. I have her pictures up in my office sitting around me, but having a son come up kind of lights the fire under your butt. What I mean by that is it really gets you motivated to like create something great. Get mommy out of working at a job, not that she necessarily hates, but that's so demanding on her and pays her so little. Kind of getting my family into a more mindset of like working together and getting their talents sharpened so they can work for like a true digital marketing agency. So I meet with a guy afterwards named Mel, and Mel had has granddaughters and grandchildren, I should say, lots of them. And he showed me a picture of one who was just so adorable. And he said, "This is my why." I love that because he actually connected me with his drive and his motivation. Showed a lot of passion. He was the kind of guy, if you watch the video, that stayed up a little bit longer, even though people were saying time's up. And I told him afterwards that I saw the passion that he had. Sometimes it's easy to look at people and say, "Look, you took all this time out of our time to share. You're not being fair." But this was his first 1 million cups. I mean, he doesn't know what's going on, and he doesn't know the rules. I mean, he might, but I mean, there has to be some latitude, right? So I talk with him. I get to know him. It's great. I talk with his business associate, and he's telling me about businesses that need websites. Like, he wants to refer to me and stuff like that. So it was a pretty good day. Afterward, I met with one of my clients who I'd been dealing with. His name is Ken Kensler, and he is just an amazing person. He's a Vietnam War veteran who served our country, who is now giving back even more with a book that he wrote called Think Snow. And I have yet to admittedly read the whole book, but today he actually shared with me an excerpt out of it near the end. And it talked about him having to explain to his granddaughter, because she asked him, why do you have to kill people? It was a pretty deep question, and he said that he wasn't really trying to run from her, but he was actually running from himself because whenever his kids would ask him, he would just kind of shrug that off, not answer it. But he was forced to answer at this instance, and he broke it down about bullying and how people bully. Like he said at school to the daughter, granddaughter, he asked her, "Do you have mean people at school?" She said, "Yes." So those mean people then translated into mean people that can't be stopped, basically. Those mean people go from kids to being adults. Sometimes those mean people turn from just being mean to killing other people. So then sometimes good people have to kill the mean people. And he broke it down like that in a simple way. And I thought to myself, wow, this world, how crazy it is that we have to explain death to our children. This kind of segues, and I mean, he was very, he says he starts the book off with a smile and ends with a smile. And I can't wait to read it because I feel like once I do, I'll be able to have a fuller understanding of him, my client, but also a fuller understanding of myself. A lot of my clients I connect with are been people that really reflect pieces of myself, which makes me happy to do business with them and work with them. He's on one of my consulting packages, and it's awesome to work with him because I'm actually showing him how he can actually impact the most people with his book through social media. So I say that to I tell all that to say, today was mostly a typical day for me in my business. I met with clients, got my wife Panera. Panera, I always feel is really expensive, but that's just me. But we didn't really have time to go back home because to eat today because I met with a client at Panera. So I get home, I get in a more relaxed clothing, I'm working mostly on my business, and I leave to pick up Danielle. Now, my wife is just amazing. Like I said, she's about to pop, has a baby coming, little Avner, any day now. I'm sure one time I open up and do this episode, sometime in a couple days, there'll be a little baby that I'm going to introduce into this podcast to you guys. It's a very exciting time, also very scary. The reason why is because this world is a very complicated place. The only thing really consistent is whatever you make of it. That's the thing I've learned is that you have freedoms, right? But why can't we just use the freedoms to really contain ourselves? Like, why can't we be free to really just respect one another? Why do we have to go crazy with our freedom to say it's my right to slap you in the face or to this freedom of speech so I can call you whatever I want? Now you just have to take it. I'm allowed to wield weapons that could kill our kids in seconds, take a whole life away for just a moment because it's our right. I tell people talking about rights of guns, and I'm not like a proponent either way. I think I've said that on this podcast at one point. I'm not a left winger or a right winger or pro Second Amendment or not or whatever. But I tell them at one time in this country, it was our right to own a slave. Not my right. I mean, I'm half black, half white. You see, think about that. But we saw with the 13th Amendment to add it to the Constitution to fix that because obviously it wasn't right. Of course, there was a civil war that ensued that I feel if the South won, that right would still be in effect because they didn't want the federal government infringing on their rights, right? That being said, there's a little clause in the 13th Amendment that kind of puts it where you're, if you're in jail, you still are like allowed to do slave labor, basically. It's kind of strange because most of the prison system has a lot of minorities in there, people of colored skin, in for crimes that they either didn't commit or they were had no choice to do. So it's the system is broken, and I feel if you're listening to this, you can agree. Not that I have a bunch of solutions on here, just pointing out like things that were once a right, quote quote, and a freedom of our country. A lot of people died in the Civil War to get what we have today. And I'm very humbled, grateful for the sacrifices we have as a country. Now it's our turn as citizens to make sacrifices. Maybe not with lives, but all our ideologies, how we've done things so long a wrong way. We have to sacrifice our egos and stop really trying to focus in on differences, but how we're the same. So, I mean, I know I sound a little like high and lofty and kind of preachy today. I just kind of had an impromptu spiritual session with my cousin Andre, who I talked about in previous episodes, and my cousin David, who's married to my cousin Nicole. And I say cousins, these are not my actual natural cousins. These are my spiritual cousins and spiritual family that I'm talking about right now. And yes, I am one of those millennials who believes in a higher power, in the creator. I run into a lot of those people who are millennials that are like me, that are mostly into like they're agnostic or they don't believe in a god or they feel like religion is nothing and they're mostly atheists. And I actually applaud them because that's the only other recourse unless the creator shows you, like unless you actually been proven from by the church that there is a god, let's say, that shows that they still have more work to do. And I'm not going to be preachy on this. Don't get me wrong. I understand that religion and politics are something you shouldn't talk about. But as a millennial, I like to bring them up every now and then, just so you know where I stand, psychologically as you're listening to me, and also how I stand as a father, how I'm raising my children in my spiritual faith, because that's how I was raised. And not just because that's how I was raised, so I'm just going to raise them, because there's a lot of bad arguments like that. I was just raised racist, so I'm going to be racist, right? No, not right. So I'm reaching and approaching the middle of this episode, I believe. So I'm going to kind of tee up the last half of this this ep or this last part, excuse me, of this first half to basically explain that there was an incident in the Leonis school. So if you actually listen to the next portion, I'm actually going to go into like a little semi tirade or rant about the handling of this event that happened and kind of give my perspective on this way we kind of handle problems as a society and as a school. And I'm not here to super criticize because if I was given a choice or a situation, I don't know what I would do differently. But it's just some of the facts that they didn't do, which they should do if your kid is going to debt school, right? In this particular event happened. So I'm not gonna keep stalling. I'm actually gonna end this half a little early so that way I could start the next half. But thank you so much for holding on and listening so far, and we'll go on to the next half. All right, guys, thanks for sticking with me so far. Okay, so let's talk about this incident that happened. Apparently, I'm going to speak from it from the end of what happened, right? She's an after-school program, and apparently the police had to apprehend a shoplifter. That shoplifter either had a firearm or something about firearm came out, so their whole school went on lockdown. And the only reason I found out about it wasn't like if I didn't get this text message or Danielle didn't get this text message from Leonard that the school's on lockdown, WTF, then we wouldn't know about it till we got there. And then the after school lady would told, I mean, the after school lady, Miss Valerie is her name. Like, let me not just call her lady because she's not a lady, like, old or anything. But she told us, like, the after school attendee told us that it happened, But we hear about it all the way after, like, of course, nothing happened to our kids, thank goodness. But still, like, to know about it way late like that with no notification after the fact was crazy. The only reason Leonard found out was because he's friends with one of the kids' moms who ends up trying to pick her kid up from after school and texts Leonard. This friend doesn't have our number, which is also kind of frustrating, which I feel like as a millennial dad, I'm kind of failing. And here's why, it's because I don't really have that many parents like information. Because Liliana makes all these friends, but for sleepovers, XYZ, we want to wait till we get in a home to really establish those relationships. Because if Liliana starts spending the night with one of her friends, then her friend will want to spend the night over here. And we still live in an apartment. We're just about to have a baby. There's no space for anybody. So we find out way late, and just picture this, parents, if you're listening to this, picture this. Your kid is in a place, in a school that was just not this particular school, but a school was stormed by a guy with a gun. And you hear that there was on lockdown because there was someone with a gun. You don't, that's what you get. You don't get the whole story. You just get the fear, the panic, the horror that those parents had to face in South Florida with the crazy kid with the AR-15 that mowed down kids, children, not soldiers, children. So, I'm of course in panic mode, but I have to play cool as a cucumber. I'm kind of like, whenever I get like kind of nervous or upset, I kind of use like almost like bad words plus jokes to like lighten the mood. But I'm terrified, like I fear a creator. I believe in him. I don't believe anything would happen, but I'm terrified for her. Like we get to the school to pick her up and she was said that she was crying. Then another kid was like, I protected her. I'm thinking you're just an inch taller than her. Then her mom's saying, did you do what we taught you? They taught their kids like almost like defense measures because their father is a security guard, all this. I'm thinking to myself, what kind of defense do we have? I'm a social media manager, marketer, digital marketer, CEO, business owner. I was thinking about taking Brazilian jiu-jitsu because of the guy that presented today, but I don't shoot guns. I don't really believe in it. I'm mostly a pacifist. I don't believe you can solve things with violence. I mean, not saying I'm like open to fight. I mean, if I had to defend myself and my children, I would. But I don't go looking for fights. I don't go. So as fights start to seem to encroach upon us day in, day out, I think to myself, maybe I do have to get smarter with this defense of natural life, like what is happening? I remember getting in fights in the schoolyard, like even play fights, wrestling and stuff was violence was looked so down upon, like Power Rangers fought people and it was all like mystical fighting and not mystical, but like little fighting of these creatures would happen and sparks would fly and it was all imagination and pretend, Everyone wanted to be Power Rangers, the Red Ranger. That was me, man. I'm the Red Ranger, We grew up in that. Like my aunt Sonia took me, my cousin Matthew, and my brother Paul to see the Power Rangers live in Orlando, I think it was where it was. In the stadium, or maybe it was the Peabody. I don't really remember where it was, but I remember seeing the Power Rangers, okay? And that made, like, we had a little, like, the theme song and everything. It was just an amazing time. But that's like fake violence. We never really, like, we weren't intentionally trying to hurt. We were just having fun and playing pretend, and that's how we did it. But even when we did Dragon Ball Z fighting, you know, there came a time as well when we started to grow up that I was like still a kid, like 15, 16, but like my cousin Andre, his cousin Brian, and that was his actual natural cousin, but my spiritual cousin, and Sean, we all like got bokens, which are wooden samurai swords from the flea market. We saved our money and bought them, and we were, had like a little samurai club. We were like self teaching ourselves, looking on no YouTube at that time, but looking up like different lore and how sam like reading books on samurai and watching anime, and we thought we were samurai, black and little white half white kid samurai. So in the Japanese culture, I mean, oh my goodness. But that's a level of violence we had. Like, yeah, we were pretty rough with each other. I mean, we had busted knuckles and stuff. But an actual, like, someone doing nefarious activities and killing children, I mean, I never had to worry about that as a kid. Columbine was, like, the only thing remotely close to that at the time. Just seems to keep getting worse and worse and worse. And here I am bringing a son into the world. But that's okay. You know why? Because it's going to get better. I know it in my bones. I could feel it. I could feel it coming up. It's getting better out there. In this incident, I didn't overreact or anything. It just inside bothered me that I didn't get any information till I got home and the school had an automated call telling us about the incident. And I thought to myself, how impersonal. Like, I know you kept our kids safe, but jeez, can you console us a bit better? I mean, it's right before spring break. Like, people are just going crazy. They got their welfare checks, you know, like they got their taxes in. They just spend money and do crazy things. The full moon is out. Crazy's out there. Can I just get a call? Can I just get a personable call from the principal saying, hey, you know, I do realize your kid was in after school. We did everything we could. It was everything safe. There was no gun. There was no, and we do apologize for not, you know, simple. A minute, 2 minutes, you know? It just bothers me because it's like we don't want any responsibility, any liability if your kid gets killed on my campus. We don't want you suing us. You know, like, what? Not saying they have that mentality. I love Mrs. Hopkins. I love the staff. It's not them, it's a system of just it's not our fault, 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 not our fault type mentality. That's one thing as this millennial dad is doing differently is the buck stops with me. Like I run a business, so I can't blame anybody if something doesn't go right. It's all me. I live and die by my brand. And what I mean by that is I hold a standard to myself and to my clients. And if I do not fulfill that standard, it's not my client's fault. It's not the people that work for me's fault. It's not anybody's fault but Adrian's. I am the chief executive officer and running the ship. Like I make the decisions and I chose poorly at one time and ate dirt for that. And that's a part of life. People don't want the pains. They don't like pain. Pain is bad, but pain is good. You know why pain is good? Because it shows you that there's a problem. Without having to know what the pain is, you're not going to get, like, if I cut my knee and I don't put a band-aid, it's open. It's going to hurt me. Till I put a band-aid on it, some Neosporin, it's going to hurt me. As children, they look to daddy to solve pains. They look to mommy to solve pains. Also, pain is a teacher. Teaches you, hey, look, like you didn't listen to daddy, you get a little spanking. When ever was it wrong when you're growing up to spank your kids? I remember I was a hard-headed kid. I got plenty of spankings. Plenty of butt whoopings. I didn't, like, try to take my dad to jail. I didn't even know that was possible. But I'm a better person. I realize, like, there's things you can and can't do in life. And I think that's something you need to learn really early. I'm not saying beat your kids. But I'm saying, like, that not everything's okay. And that's the society we're living in the everything's okay society. It's okay to do this. It's okay to do that. It's okay. Like, there's some things that just aren't okay. The problem is a lot of things get swept under the carpet because of money, because of prestige, because of, like, I'm a cardinal of the Catholic Church. I'm this and that. I can do whatever I want. And that's something I learned early on. You cannot do whatever you want. Just because you think it's not hurting anybody, it is. It really is. Sorry, it's a bit of a rant there, and I'll kind of sum everything up by I wanted to read to you, if I will, if you'll let me, a poem. And this poem is actually something that I didn't write or anything, but it goes into To Whom the Bell Tolls. And what it is from John Donne. And I'll actually read it from Google now. And it says, "If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less. As well as if a promontory were, as well as if a manor of thy friends or of thine own were. Any man's death diminishes me, because I am involved in mankind, and therefore never sent to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee." Now, I know there was a lot of old English there. The whoms might lose you, but in essence, it's telling you, just like if, I mean, this is going to be a funny joke to some, but if California were to wash out to sea, the United States would be less of even just physically land. So there's a literal sense to this poem, like, you know, a portion of how the flow of the poem goes. But there's also an undertone to the poem that talks about mankind. Like, don't ask who died. You know, who died? Who died? Because really, you did. When a kid gets shot in schools, a piece of you has died. You feel that hurt inside your bones, inside your soul, inside your heart. That hurts you when you see the testimonies of the fathers who've lost their kids, who are gone forever. That is eternal. They're not coming back. They got shot and died and bled at a school. You hear them, and he just begs to fix the problems that are in our school where a shooter can just walk up at any time. Think about that. I feel like one of my biggest strengths, or I would say something I'm very good at, is empathy. I like to feel what you're feeling. I like to know what you're going through. The reason why is because I can be a better person for that. Like, yeah, sales is good. I can sell. Yeah, I can talk to people. Yeah, I'm charismatic. But I want to know you. I really do. I want to get to know you as a listener. Whether it's Avner, whether it's Liliana, whether it's Danielle, because I know you guys probably will listen. But as people start to listen to this, I want to get to know who you are. Because if I get to know you, I get to know a piece of myself. Because if we look at ourselves as all collective, the millennial dad is you, then you get to see that I'm just spilling my heart out at the end of the day talking about my children. But in reality, in true reality of it all, you have a story to tell. You have an experience to share. thank you so much for tuning in this evening, and I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, just follow me, like this podcast, and it'll be more. I'm releasing one every day. Thank you. Hello, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want to follow me outside of the podcast, you may. I have a Twitter account, which is actually linked to my account here, but I'm going to just say it. It's at Drian underscore Trotter. Also, you can follow me on Instagram at Adrianos. Currently, it's kind of bare at this moment in this podcast, but I'm sure it'll be filled out. You can also just follow me on Facebook, my personal Facebook page. As that starts to build out, I'm going to have to just make a like a business page for this podcast, like make a public figure for Adrian Trotter, but that's going to be in the future. Anywho, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you stick around for the next episode, which will be released tomorrow. Have a good one.